Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 171. Sing hymn 171.
Christ Jesus Christ our Lord. He is His mediation by water and the Word. From Him He came and sought her to be His holy bride. With His own blood He bought her, and for her life He died. Elect from every nation, yet one on all the earth. Pick up the lost salvation, one love, one faith, one birth. One holy nation blesses all things, one holy faith. And to one hope she presses with every grace and dear. To with a strong full wonder, men see her so oppressed. The foreign men asunder the rock where she doth rest. Yet since their faith are keeping, your kindness upheld, and soon the light of leaping shall be the men of fire. Meet toil and tribulation, and fear not of her wrath. She is the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious, her loving eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest.
Let us turn to Psalms 45. Psalms 45. This is a psalm of the sons of Korah. In Jesus' name I read, verse 1. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. 2. You are the fairest of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. 3. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, in your glory and majesty. 4. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. 5. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. 6. Your divine throne, or your throne, O God, is endure forever and ever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of righteousness. 7. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you, and with the oil of gladness above your fellows. 8. Your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. 9. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. 10. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. 11. And the king will desire your beauty, since he is your lord, bow to him. 12. The people of Tyre or daughters of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts, the righteous, the richest of the people. 13. With all kinds of wealth, the princess is decked in her chamber with gold woven robes. 14. In many colored robes, she is led to the king. With her virgin companions, her escort in her train. 15. With joy and gladness, they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. 16. Instead of your fathers shall be your sons. You will make them prince of in all the earth. 17. I will cause your name to be celebrated in all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever. This is the sum of the sons of Korah. In the superscription or the topic given to the choir master, according to Lilith, means the melody according to Lilith. It is a masque of the sons of Korah. As we know, masque, it is a contemplative poem. It is a psalm of instruction. And here is a love song. Later, we will touch on this. Overall, this psalm tells us about the king. Thus, it is a royal psalm. A royal psalm or the psalm concerning kingship. In verse 1, my heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. Here tells us about the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. Thus the author tells us that he will now want to make known to us, tell us about the matter concerning the king. Thus, Psalms 45, it is a royal psalm. Psalm 45 can be divided into three parts. The first part, verses 1 to 9, it tells us about the king. Second part, verses 10 to 15, it tells us about the bride and the wedding. Third part, 16 and 17, the conclusion. Let us quickly run through the first part, verses 1 to 9. It tells us about the king. In verse 2, the first line, you are the fairest of the sons of men. It tells us about the quality, about the beauty, about the splendor, the majesty of the king. In verse 7, the second line, therefore God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Thus, he was chosen to be the king, anointed. Why? From verses 2 to 7, it tells us about the qualities of the king. As we have mentioned, about his splendor, his majesty, his beauty. Like verse 2, about the grace, the words that come out from his mouth. Verse 3, about him being a man of valor, a man of war, about his glory, his majesty. Verse 4, he ride forth to victory, and he is very concerned about truth, about meekness, about righteousness. Thus, it tells us also about his government. He governed with righteousness. Verse 6, your scepter is the scepter of equity or righteousness, uprightness. Verse 7, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Alright, in summary, this part tells us about the king, about his position, about his government, about his administration or how he rule as a king. In the second part, from verse 10 to 15, it tells us about the counsel, the advice given to the bride about forgetting her people, her father's house, about how, verse 11, the king will desire her beauty. Then it tells us how she prepared herself, adorned herself in the robe, how later she was brought to the king, to the wedding. Thus, this part tells us about the bride, or in the future, it tells us about the queen. And lastly, the third part, 16 and 17, it tells us about their posterity, about their children, about the next generation. Alright, so roughly, this is the gist of Psalms 45. It tells us about the king, but specifically about the marriage of the king, about the bride of the king, and the conclusion. From here, what are we able to learn? This psalm, it is a love song. It is likened to the Song of Solomon. And from Song of Solomon, we know it tells us the prefiguration about Christ Jesus and his relationship, his love for the church. Thus, similarly, Psalms 45 tells us about Jesus the King, and the bride tells us about the church. In verse 6, your throne, O God, endures forever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of righteousness. Let us refer to Hebrews 1 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. Verse 8. But of the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The righteous scepter is the scepter of thy kingdom. The author of Hebrew quoted from Psalms 45 to tell us about Jesus. Thus, we are able to say this king in Psalm 45, spiritually, or we say prefigure the Lord Jesus. And we know the Lord Jesus, he is the King of Israel. Let's turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Let us read verse 49. John chapter 1 verse 49. This is the statement made by Nathanael. Verse 49. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. In Revelation chapter 19, we are able to see roughly nearly the whole summary that also relates to Psalms 45. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, let us read verse 11. Verse 11. Then I saw heaven open, behold, a white horse. He who sat upon it is called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Verse 13. He is clad in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called the Word of God. Let's continue, 15 and 16. From his mouth issued a sharp sword with which to smite the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. 16. On his robe and on his thigh has the name inscribed King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank the Lord Jesus, he is the King of Kings. In Psalm 45 verse 4, in your majesty ride forth victoriously. Hear us about right. If we compare Revelation 19, the Lord, he is seated on a white horse. It tells us also in Psalm 45, it tells us, verse 3, gird your sword upon your thigh. It tells us about the word of the Lord, the truth. In Psalm 45, verse 4, the concern, your majesty, in verse 4, in your majesty, ride forth victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness because of the truth. Thank the Lord. The Lord, he is the King of Kings. He is the King. Thus, he will want to take the church, us, into marriage. Let's turn back Psalm 45. Psalm 45. Now concerning the bride, a very important requirement. Psalm 45 verse 10. This is the advice given to the bride. Psalm 45 verse 10. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your father and your father's house. Strangely, here says, to forget your people and your father's house. This is a requirement that in order to be taken, to be accepted by the king. We know this in the life of Abraham. When the Lord God called Abraham, he too must forget about his people, his country, even in the past, his former religion. Thus, this is a very important requirement for those who want to be the church, to be blessed by the Lord. Now they must depart from their past. And the bride must adorn herself. The bride must adorn herself. Let's turn to Revelation 19. Revelation 19. She must prepare herself to be taken. Revelation 19. Let us read verse 7 and verse 8. Revelation 19, 7 and 8. Verse 7, let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. 8, it was granted her to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. Thus today, thank the Lord, we are the bride of the Lord. Thus, we must prepare ourselves. We must continue to do the work of spiritual nurture, to adorn ourselves, to prepare ourselves to be received by the Lord. In the conclusion, let's turn back Psalms 45. In the conclusion, verse 16, instead of your fathers shall be your sons, you will make them prince in all the earth. It tells us about children, giving forth children. The church today, being a she, being the wife of the Lord, we must continue to grow. We must be able to give forth children to the Lord through the gospel, through water baptism. We must be established. We must have posterity. We must continue to grow. If we are able to do this, as verse 17, I will cause your name to be celebrated in all generations. Therefore, the people will praise you forever and ever. Let us refer to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Thank the Lord. Today, in our union with the Lord, we being the church, the wife of the Lord, we must be able to give forth children, posterity to the Lord. The church must grow. We must be able to glorify the name of the Lord. This is our work. Thus, this Psalms 45 tells us about these matters in the spiritual teaching. Let's turn back Psalms 45 in the superscription. To the choir master according to lilies. Lilies tell us about those who are pure, purity. Thank the Lord today, we the church, we are the pure bride of the Lord. We adorn ourselves. We are the pure bride of the Lord. Thus, this psalm is sung by those who are pure. According to the context, according to the Hebrew teachings concerning psalms or poem, this lilies tells us about those who are pure, about the virgins. So this song, it is a song of the virgins, the companion of the bride, prepared to be sung by them. In verse 13, the lower portion, and 15. Verse 13, lower portion, and 15 to 15. The princess is decked in her chamber with gold woven robe. In many colored robes, she is led to the king with her virgin companions, her escort in her train. With joy and gladness, they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. So this is a very glorious, very majestic song. It is the wedding of the king. Thus, at the time, they sing this song. So today we must sing this song. We are the bride of the Lord. We are the wife of the Lord Jesus. So he has chosen us. But we must prepare ourselves. Well, we must adorn ourselves. We must prepare ourselves. Then, of course, we pray the Lord guide us in the work of the church so that we're able to glorify him. May the Lord continue to bless and guide us. Now we will spend the rest of our time in prayer. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord. We end our family altar here. May the Lord bless and guide.